Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 82, Mizmor Pei Bet. Mizmor la'asaf, Elohim nitzav ba'dat el, mekerev Elohim yishpot. Admatai tishpitu avel uvnei rishayim tisu sela. Shiftu dal v'yatom ani v'rash atzdiku. Paltu dal v'yavyon miyel rishayim atzilu. Lo yadu v'lo yabinuch b'chashecha yitalachu yimotu kol mosdei haaretz. אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם, אך כאדם תמותון אחד עשרים תיפולו. קום אלוהים שאת הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים. This is the שיר של יום, the song that we sing on Tuesday, Mizmor 82. Asam of Asaf, God stands in the congregation of Elohim. No, Elohim stands in the congregation of God. We'll fix that. He judges among the judges. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked, Selah? Do justice to the poor and the orphan. Vindicate the afflicted and the needy. Save the poor and the needy. Rescue them from the hands of the wicked. They do not know, nor will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I have said you are angels, and all of you are the sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like men and fall like any prince. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to you shall all the nations belong. It's clear from the guiding word, the Yilam Mancha, that the theme of the psalm is judgment. The root, Shofet, appears four different times in the psalm. A justice system is one of the fundamental guiding principles of society. In fact, it's a positive commandment not only for the Jewish people, but for all peoples who believe in God the Creator to develop a system of justice. Thus, it should be a universal ideal to set up communal courts of justice all over the world in which judgment is carried out by wise, honest, and God-fearing judges. In this psalm, Asaf laments the state of social justice system in his society. For him, judges must be unyielding, impervious people who will not falter in the face of bribes and evil. At the same time, they must judge with wisdom of Solomon. Let's look at the psalm again, this time adding my own commentary in between the lines. So Asaf, a psalm for or by Asaf. Now the context is, oh, how sad our systems of justice have become. If only God himself would take a place on this tribunal. For only God can withstand the biases, the bribery, and the lobbyists. And thus he begins, if only Elohim, which means God, came to judge amidst the Elohim, which is another word for judges. Now, it's interesting that Elohim is not only a word for God, it means something great, great ones, maybe great leaders, maybe great judges. And therefore, this first verse is a play on words, wanting God to act like an Elohim on the court. But the state of affairs has sunk low. And the point is that the psalmist is saying, I wish the Lord himself would join this Beit Din, this tribunal. What happened during his time? So in verse 2, he suggests, he's speaking about the judges, and he says, how long can you judge wrongly? How long will you succumb in favor of the evil ones? Now, it seems that the court is spending its time taking care of the rich and pandering to the higher echelons while rejecting them in misfortune. Therefore, verses 3 and 4 say, instead, defend the poor and the orphan. Do justice for the humble and the destitute. You can't acquit a person just because he's poor. That's against Torah law. Rather, they should do justice by listening to the case, by acknowledging them as part of society. And in addition, save them from those who take advantage of the destitute, free them from the clutches of the schemers and the evildoers. Verse 5, he says, nobody listens. This is the psalmist talking to himself. They do not see. It's as if they walk in darkness, or the foundation of society, or off kilter. Dismantle their establishment, let them fall from the impenetrable institutions. In verses 6 to 7, he said about these individuals, I thought you guys were like Elohim. I thought you could soar to the divine in your wisdom and your justice. Instead, you're like mortal man. You shall die. You shall fall like a simple officer. The poet realizes that these judges are not what he had hoped for. They are mortal. They can fall. He prophesies to them, indeed, they will fall and die. In verse 8, let the real God rise and judge the land, for it's not your land to judge. Is it not your land to judge? For all the nation are your inheritance. The psalm asks God to return to the world, not to be a distant creator who leaves man to run the show, for we are too feeble. Man cannot judge. Judgment belongs only to the omniscient. Man cannot be placed in a high position over others, for his evil inclination is too great and he can always be bought. It's a similar realization for the author, who had hoped that man aspired towards the divine not only by partaking in creating the world, but in judging it and developing society. Sometimes people feel the urge to take matters into their own hands. Sometimes we set up social norms and mores based on selfish considerations, without ideals and higher objectives. At times like these, we need a reminder of humanity's great responsibility to live justly in God's world. We're here to serve and guard, to control and develop, propagate and promulgate God's message throughout the land. And in so doing, our message must be honest, sincere, void of selfish or hedonistic considerations. We must learn to judge like God. Until then, says Asaf, we wait and pray for God to return to his throne of judgment and resume judging as he once did.